Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
What is Crash Course Mormonism, and how can it help you better understand the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints? Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry, and with me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. This week we've been discussing a new resource that we have made available. It's called Crash Course Mormonism, and you can go to it directly at crashcoursemormonism.com, or you can go to a link to it from mrm.org, which is our official website. This week we've been discussing why Eric put this crash course together, and we've been discussing some of the things that are in it. We spent a couple days just looking at the great apostasy as it's understood by members of the LDS Church. But in that discussion, Eric, we also talk about the Council of Nicaea and the Godhead, of course. I want to continue our conversation as we wrap up this series to continue that, because one of the subjects that you have in this crash course deals with the Trinity. And I find if there's a lot of professing Christians who have difficulty explaining the Trinity in a clear and concise manner, it doesn't surprise me that Latter-day Saints could be confused about what it is as well. I recall a conversation I had with a Latter-day Saint many years ago where he was trying to tell me what he thought the Trinity was. And after giving me about three false explanations, I had to finally stop him and say, look, it seems very clear to me that you really don't know what the Trinity is. So let me hopefully explain very concisely what I think it is. And I think the Bible supports what I'm saying when I gave him this explanation. The word Trinity has been used by Mormons. And even though they misidentify what the Trinity has been understood to be throughout church history, let me just give you an example. Charles Penrose, who was a member of the First Presidency, said in April of 1920, and this is in a conference message where he gave this, he said, "There is a Trinity in the Godhead. So the prophet Joseph taught the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And they are three distinct personalities in perfect unity." Now, is that exactly what Mormons believe today? Is that really a Trinity the way he's describing it? Because we believe that there's three persons, there's one God eternally existing in three persons, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But when they use the word Trinity to describe what they think Joseph Smith taught, that's not the Trinity. At best, it's tritheism. And we've discussed that this week. But there's another statement that I want to read before you get into what's actually found in the Crash Course Mormonism resource. And it's a statement by James Faust. James E. Faust, who was also a member of the First Presidency, he gave a talk in 1984 titled "The Magnificent Vision Near Palmyra." This is what he said. "The first vision confirms the fact there are three separate gods: God the Father, Elohim, to whom we address our prayers, Jesus the Christ, Jehovah, and the Holy Ghost, the Comforter, through whose Spirit we may know the truth of all things." Now, in reading that statement, you have to ask yourself, how would you come to that conclusion based on what we understand about the Mormon view of the first vision, where most Mormons would readily say it was only God the Father and Jesus who showed up
right. And
spoke to Joseph Smith. There's no mention of the Mormon Holy Ghost showing up in that encounter. So what is James Faust trying to say here? Another false notion I think many Latter-day Saints have is that perhaps Joseph Smith came to this conclusion of tritheism, and I might add, that God has a body of flesh and bones from the first vision. But yet Joseph Smith never says that in that encounter, which I think is totally bogus. I think he made the whole thing up, but that's my personal opinion. I know Mormons don't agree with that, though I'm willing to discuss that with them. But we find nowhere in that encounter that Joseph Smith gives us where he touched any of these personages that appeared to him. So if he did believe that God the Father has a body of flesh and bones as tangible as man's, as he says later on in the Doctrine and Covenants, I don't see where he got that from the first vision. He may have received that understanding some other way, but I don't know how it could have been through the first vision, because let's be honest here, it's called the first vision. Vision, all right? Normally, those are not tangible events in the eyes or the mind of the individual who's having the vision. So let's discuss this. First of all, we know that many Latter-day Saints don't have a proper understanding of the Trinity. Many Latter-day Saints have never wanted to take the time to look at the Bible verses that we use to support the conclusion that God is a Trinity, because they want to go back to Joseph Smith's first vision. They can't get rid of that. Remember, we've said this many times on this show. Gordon B. Hinckley said if that event, the first vision, didn't take place, they're involved in a huge error, a blasphemy, he said. So I think Gordon B. Hinckley knew the seriousness of this. If that event never took place, he knew that their understanding of who God is would be very false, so false that if you're going to use the word blasphemy, I don't know of too many blasphemers that you could consider to be saved believers. There's my point there. But let's talk about what you have in this chapter.
Well, at the beginning, I cite from Joseph Smith, the founder of the church, and this is what he said in Teachings of the Prophet Joseph Smith, page 372. Many men say there is one God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost are only one God. I say that is a strange God anyhow. Three in one and one in three. It is a curious organization. All are to be crammed into one God according to sectarianism. It would make the biggest God in all the world. He would be a wonderfully big God. He would be a giant or a monster.
Now, we would categorize that as a logical fallacy known as the straw man, because that is not what Christians believe. That is Joseph Smith's characterizing what he thinks the Trinity may be. And we need to be careful that when Latter-day Saints explain what they believe to us, that we clearly understand what they mean, because they might not understand what Joseph Smith is even talking about. So we need to ask questions about this. And then you need to be ready to have biblical responses to show why the church has maintained this belief for centuries. The reason why is because the Trinity is the one understanding of who God is that harmonizes all the verses that deal with who God is. Tritheism certainly doesn't do that, because in tritheism, as we've read, you have three separate gods. Christians never believed in three separate gods. If you want to say that that's a doctrine that the church eventually changed, well, prove it. Prove it from history. Prove it from the Bible. Don't just say it and expect us to accept it just because that's something that you might believe. You're going to have to demonstrate that to us if you're going to use that as a proof.
I cite from 12th President Spencer W. Kimball, and this is what Kimball says in the book. It's a manual, Teachings of Presence of the Church, Spencer W. Kimball. It was printed in 2006. It's page 230. He said, Joseph knew, as no other soul living, three absolutes. Number one, he knew that God lives, that he is a glorified person with flesh and bones and personality like us, or we like him in his image. He knew that the long-heralded trinity of three gods in one was a myth, a deception. He knew that the Father and Son were two distinct beings with forms, voices, and personalities. He knew that the gospel was not on the earth, for by the deities he had learned it. And the true church was absent from the earth, for the God of heaven and earth had so informed him. Notice, Bill, what Kimball is saying is that what we read here is very clear that Mormonism is based on what God supposedly told Joseph Smith, as you were talking about at the first vision. And here we understand that the Father and Son are part of these separate gods. That's not what the Bible teaches, and I don't believe Joseph Smith ever heard from God to be told this.
Yeah, it does make you wonder, but it's sad to think that so many sincere members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints believe what they believe because they trust Joseph Smith as a true prophet of God. But in this case alone, he proves himself to be a false prophet. And this is what I mean. One of the tests that the ancient Israelites had for determining whether or not an individual who tried to portray himself as a prophet really was or not was, did he teach a true understanding of God? Now, I will readily say they did not have a Trinitarian formula, for instance, in the book of Genesis or in the first five books of the Bible. We don't see that. I admit that. But one of the tests was, is if someone proclaimed a version of God that was not embraced by the past well-known, respected leaders, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and so forth, if they were introducing a God that did not meet the characteristics as the children of Israel understood him to be, that was a telltale sign, according to Deuteronomy chapter 13, that you had a false prophet on your hand. Well, let's now fast forward to our present day. If you have an individual like Joseph Smith introducing a God who does not meet the descriptions that we find in the Bible, then that would also be a telltale sign that what we're dealing with here is a false prophet. Joseph Smith, as we've been discussing this week, introduces the concept of tritheism, that there's three gods within the Godhead. Christians never believed that. That was not an orthodox teaching of the Christian church ever. But yet Joseph Smith says it is. And therefore, Mormons who don't know Christian church history, or maybe don't even have a familiarity with what the Old and New Testament is really teaching about God, would readily embrace what Joseph Smith says based on what he claims is an experience that he had. Now, you tell me, is that a safe way to understand theology based on the alleged experience of one person?
Look at what Kimball says there. He says he knew that the long-heralded trinity of three gods in one was a myth, a deception. Bill, I would say a trinity of three gods in one is a myth and a deception because it's not point. What we believe. It is, as you call it, a straw man. And so you as a Christian, if you want to be able to share effectively with Latter-day Saints, you need to understand what they believe about something like the Trinity, which is what we're doing here with CrashCourseMormonism.com. This article is meant to give you a broad idea of what the church is teaching, what the leaders are teaching. Not very much in the Christian perspective, but just so you know, when it comes to this Trinity, we do have a series of articles on the Trinity, and that's linked over, and it's mrm.org/Trinity-index. If you'd like to go to that, or you can go to the Crash Course Mormonism Trinity page and you can see that. But so the main purpose of this is to give you an idea of what the church has taught, what it is teaching, and so then you'll have a better understanding. You may have to go do more research, like look up the Trinity, because you as a Christian should be able to explain that, even though it is incomprehensible. We don't fully have a grasp of what the Trinity is because God is above our very thoughts. He's transcendent. But at the same time, we should have the basic core idea of who God is so that we can compare and contrast, actually, with the LDS Church. And the LDS version of the Trinity is sadly lacking.
CrashCourseMormonism.com. We strongly encourage you to check it out. We feel that it'll really help you in better understanding the teachings of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Thank you for listening. If